Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. There's Mr. Carlos Santana bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Prosen is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye, the CEO of the Prosen Center for Business Advancement, bobprosen.com. Right, Bob?
Yes, Jim. Thank you.
So check it out, folks. He's got clients all over the world. Where he helps them just like he's helping us right now. So I encourage you to check out his website and see all the things that he offers there. And be sure to check out his book, Kiss Theory Goodbye. Hey, Bob, we're wrapping up the year again. We're still talking about that. What are some other things we need to focus on?
I've got a couple more for the folks then. I really want everybody to pay attention to this one because there are too many companies out there that don't have their plans or objectives put together until sometime first quarter of the following year. And I'd suggest everybody take a deep breath, spend a few extra hours or days at work before it's all over for the year, and come up with your plan for 16 and make sure your team knows what their objectives are so they can start out on January 2nd ready to go.
Mm-hmm. So let's and this includes what we talked about in the last segment, those transactions that just didn't quite get done in this year, that we rolled over into the new year. You know, that's what I always try to do. I always tried to have the fourth quarter so full of stuff that I knew some of it was going to hit, and some of it wouldn't hit. But
yeah.
I wanted, and because of the timing, what always helped me, Bob, make sure that I didn't put any undue pressure on customers, was to get to the point where I wanted it to close in December, but if it didn't, I was okay with that because I knew I was going to be in business next year. I need a business next year. And what better way to get a year kicked off than to start off with a big, strong January?
I love that idea. And in today's economy, thankfully, Jim, businesses are doing a lot better.
Yep.
And because of that, they have more of those options. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of years ago, we were struggling, right? And we had to make the year.
Right.
And we had to maybe push a little harder than we had liked. So I'm with you. But whatever it is, folks, if you've got business out there that needs to be closed, go ahead and button it up.
Mm-hmm.
And for 16, you need objectives in three areas. You need financial objectives.
Mm-hmm.
That's top line, which what I'll call growth. Bottom line, which we'll call success. And then you've got some metrics in the middle there that are probably productivity related. And if you're in manufacturing, they may be inventory related. So you've got some other financial metrics. You only need a handful of them. You don't need 50 of them. Make sure those are solid and you're ready to start measuring your success come January 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
There are two other categories, Jim. The other is customers. What do you want from your customers? This is not something you share. This is something as a business owner, you're saying this is what success looks like with customers next
mm-hmm.
year. How many do I want to have? How many repeat do I want to have? How much new product do I want to sell or different product to existing customers? How many testimonials do I want to get?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So make sure you've got
And who do I want to get rid of?
Oh, yeah. There's always a few of those, unfortunately. But don't be afraid to do it,
because,
right?
And that ties into one of the points you made in the earlier segment. You know, some people won't pay.
Yeah. This isn't a charity,
you
right?
know, you're not in the charity bit. You're not a dot. You know, somebody asked me one time, Bob, years ago, somebody said, are you guys a nonprofit? I said, well, we don't mean to be. Anyways, that's not what we want to be.
That's not the plan.
But anyway, so yeah, you know, you might have to fire some folks.
Yeah, and make the tough choices, folks. Yeah. And then the third category is your employees. What do you want from your employees? Again, take it from the perspective of it's an important, matter of fact, your most important asset. What kind of return do you want next year on that asset?
Mm-hmm.
And don't be shy. Do you want some productivity improvement? Do you want some performance improvement? You know, do you have everybody that's playing at their level?
Do you need to train some folks?
Do you need to train some people?
You got good folks that need to be trained? Or do you have folks who've been trained who still aren't cutting it? Maybe they need to go be successful somewhere else.
That's exactly right. here's my code for people. They've got to have passion and capability. Got to have both.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're not competent and passionate, you don't perform well.
All right.
Make sure you got both of those on your team, folks, as you look at your people.
All right, what's the last thing?
Last one is money, Jim. It's end of year, and a lot of businesses have done well. Meet with your financial planning people. Meet with them. Make sure you're not caught short on taxes. Make sure you've done all the strategies you can to keep as much of that profit as you possibly can.
If you need to buy something that you can put in service this year and accelerate the depreciation through the 179 expensing, get that done.
Absolutely. Take advantage of it.
Maybe pay some expenses in advance, some January expenses, push them into this year. Now, remember, that'll hurt you next year, but you know, I've done that quite often.
Yeah, I mean, it's your money, folks. Maximize it.
Yeah.
That's the fuel, right, Jim? That's what keeps us going.
Mm-hmm. And the tax planning, you ought to be able to, if you've been in business a while, you ought to have a pretty good idea about how taxes are going to roll out, right?
Yeah,
You've got some years to measure it against. Okay, this year was like 2 years ago, and this is what we did.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, the tax laws do change a little, and make sure you've met with your financial guy or gal, and you've taken care of all the opportunities you can. Mm-hmm. Don't give away your money.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Bob, I need the website again. We've got to wrap it up.
BobProsen.com, BobProsen.com, Jim.
Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. You did a great job. Come back soon.
Thanks. Happy holidays.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. Bob Prosen, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Bob joined us. Kiss Theory goodbye. Don't forget to check out his book and his organization at Prosen, BobProsen.com. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Oh, Lord, stuck in a low die up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.